Welcome. Take a look at that. 1:01 a.m. You get a free large-size topping with your purchase today. Yep. 1:01, 2:02, and 3:03 are the lucky times. Magic times. Now, would you like to be seated with a menu? Or do you prefer ordering from the board at the counter? It depends on whether or not you're in a hurry. You do have an air of being on business. A pleasant surprise. A seat it is then. I do love company. Of course. When you run a midnight ice cream bar on a little street like this, even if it is in the city, nights can be slow. Not always, there are exceptions, but tonight is a slow night. Here is the general menu. And here is the menu for liquor-infused ice cream. I trust that you are over 21. I'm joking. Huh? No, I don't need to see ID. I can generally tell when someone's lying. You could say I've been around. Well, take your time. I'm here if you have questions. Would you like some complimentary milky soda while you decide? Okay, coming right up. Do you like your drink sweet or not too sweet? Got it. Add a bit of this. Tonight's milky soda is mango and orange flavored. Here you are. Enjoy! You're not from around here, are you? Are you new to the city? No particular reason, just a hunch, if you will. Thank you. Attention to detail is what allows me to make the kinds of ice cream mixes I do. And I guess I've always had an eye for the unique and different. Mostly it applies to food, but sometimes to people. Sure. I can certainly recommend a few. This one. The Honey Lavender Gin Dream has a floral and delicately sweet flavor. And here. This. The Dark Chocolate Amaretto Almond is very decadent and rich. And the Bourbon Caramel Delight is tangy and sweet. What do you think? Good choice! I would have picked that one myself. You can also choose a free topping from this list at the bottom. I'll get that made for you. Sure. I'll leave the menus here in case you want something else. You know, I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation, but I'm curious. What brings one like you to a place like this, especially given the fact that you're fully armed, not only with guns, but also with a huge cocktail of reagents that could knock a man or creature out cold? Yes, I can smell everything. I wasn't sure before, but when I leaned in to recommend drinks to you, I became certain. So you know what I am. Then you also know I can be just as dangerous as you. You are some sort of supernatural creature yourself, though I can't quite place what it is. Why the questions? I mean this respectfully, but I need to make sure that you're not here to cause trouble. Anyway, you don't seem like the type to terrorize humans. Raven, maybe you're just being paranoid. Your ice cream. With the topping you requested. And I also threw in something a little extra. Do tell me what you think of it later. Yes, humans. I feel quite protective of them. They're so fragile. That wasn't always the case. I used to hunt them. That was over 100 years ago, though. Perhaps it's difficult to imagine seeing me standing here in a frilly apron inside this ice cream bar. It wasn't one particular thing that made me change my mind. Let's just say I was influenced by good people. Compassionate people. more so than they should have been. They're gone now. Yes, and it made me realize that the world needed more of that. How about you? What do you think of humans? Oh? Ah. Special assignment? What kind of special assignment are you on? So, you're like the police. For an underground network that aims to ensure that supernatural creatures do not cause trouble amongst humans. One after my own heart. Very interesting indeed. I've not met another one of you. Would I be right then to say that coming for ice cream isn't your main goal? You somehow got word of who and what I am, and you're here to make sure I'm not conducting any shady business or harming innocents. I get it. No offense taken. Ah, I'm delighted to hear you like the ice cream, though. Yes, of course. Once you finish that, feel free to check me and the premises. I haven't anything to hide, except for perhaps a few secret recipes. So neat! So, you're half gargoyle. You do have an interesting scent. You must have very interesting blood, too. No, I'm not asking for that. You already paid with your credit card. I've never met a half-human, half gargoyle before. Huh? Is that so hard to believe? It's true. I've never seen one, and I was turned almost 300 years ago. Your parents must have quite the interesting story. I see. Maybe you can tell it to me someday. Fascinating. Do you mind if I look? Huh. Hooked wings tucked neatly into your long coat. And your skin, it's so... That explains it. You can turn any body part of yours into stone by will alone. That's very useful. You must be good at many things, like... hand-to-hand fights, for example. May I see your arm? Forgive me, I'm not usually so forward with my customers. I'm a little excited. I did not expect to meet someone like you here, nor did I think that you would stay so long to chat after you checked everything. Really? Is that out of character for you? I'm quite enjoying our conversation. You've been very entertaining. Huh. A true introvert, then. I'm glad you ate so much ice cream, though. So, have you caught anyone? In this city? Sorry, I'm sure that's information I'm not privy to. Yes, it is late. Almost 4 a.m. now. How long will you be in the city for? I see. Well, I have lived here for some years. I have my contacts, and I know the place well. If you need anything from someone like me, you know where to find me. And my ice cream. Have a good night. Take care.